This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Today, of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee kicks off confirmation hearings for Judge Sonia Sotomayor. And we have two people who are going to give us a glimpse of her life, folks who know her well. Margarita Rosa is executive director of the Grand Street Settlement in New York, and she first met Judge Sotomayor when they were undergrads at Princeton. And Ellen Chapnick is dean of the Social Justice Program at Columbia Law School. She actually co-taught a class with Sotomayor. I'm going to ask each of you, in the interest of time, to tell me how you met Sotomayor and what moment or experience that, you know, let you know what kind of a person she is. Margarita?
I met Judge Sotomayor when we were undergraduates at Princeton. I was a junior. She was a freshman. And I guess my first glimpse of the fact that she would be someone who was who arrived at decisions in a very methodical way was the fact that we attempted to recruit her to join our student organization on campus. And it took a while for her to agree to join us, in part because I think that she felt that she needed to know who we were and what we were about and what she was getting involved in before joining us. And so she got to know us as people joined the organization. I believe at the time it may have been called Acción Puertorriqueña.
Okay. And so what do you think, you know, of this whole kerfuffle over her using Latina, which of course she is? Why is Latina?
I don't know why anyone should be offended by the juxtaposition of those two words, wise and Latina, because I think it's quite possible for one to be both. And in her case, I think she illustrates what that means, someone who in her case is informed and thoughtful and fair-minded, understands her role as a judge, as one of applying the law. And but who also brings a human touch to
right. That.
And yes.
Well, Margarita, thank you so much. We've got just a little bit of time. Margarita Rosa, executive director of Grand Street Settlement in New York. And now we got Ellen Chapnick, dean of the Social Justice Program at Columbia Law. What was it like teaching with Judge Sotomayor?
It was wonderful teaching with Sotomayor. She has a reverence and a passion both for the law and for students that made it a remarkable experience.
Did she really mentor students directly? Did she have that kind of a time or a focus?
Oh, yes, very much. She has, in addition to my students who were only there one day a week, she has usually four clerks who are there all the time. They lunch together. My students were included. And if they need more personal time with her to talk about their careers, or sometimes she would just sense something was going on and wanted to talk to them, she gave of herself enormously. I think she sees young people as the future of the country and really wants to be part of their development.
What's she like as a friend? I mean, is she someone who you can sit down and have girl talk with, or is she 100% serious all the time?
No, she's very much just a real person. You can have fun with her. You can talk to her about just about anything.
Is she worried about the Yankees?
I haven't spoken to her recently. She's been a little busy, but I know she's paying attention to the Yankees.
Swept by Anaheim. That'll be tough.
Sorry?
That'll be tough. Swept by Anaheim.
All right. With a little baseball shop talk, we have to wrap up. Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Chapnick, Dean of Social Justice at Columbia Law School.